We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dante, there's been a lot of emphasis over the last 24, 48 hours on crime here in the city of Niagara Falls. Just up the street here at DiCamillo Bakery, a woman got punched multiple times, broad daylight, as the place was being robbed. And I know you guys, as Peacemakers, you're kind of front and center. Tell us a little bit about Peacemakers and what you do here in Niagara Falls.
The Peacemakers, we're a group of dedicated group of volunteers who actually are here to basically bridge the gap and to keep peace within our communities. We're here to have those conversations and actually engage. We're not really community police, but what we are is we're community engagers. We talk with the residents. We try to get the understanding of what it is that they may need concerning their safety and just, you know, keeping more peace within our community.
Would it be fair to say that you guys are essentially kind of like a liaison? You know, you bridge the gap between community and police.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we want to work with our police force and let them do their jobs as well. And so, and our thing is to allow the police to be able to do their job a little bit more effectively. And if we can, you know, keep down, you know, we work in crowd control whenever there's a situation. And we're pretty much on call whenever there's something, you know, whenever something happens and whenever a call is made to the police and through the dispatcher, we'd like to show up as well to be able to kind of like be a buffer to the situation and to, you know, allow things to be, you know, maintained as far as like the interaction with the police and the victims or whoever, you know, they're dealing with at the time.
So obviously you guys have had your hands full a lot over the years. You know, Niagara Falls has this disturbing reputation, especially around here in Western York, is a dangerous place to be. You know, how do you guys combat that kind of reputation? And really, how serious is crime here in Niagara Falls, in your opinion, since you guys are on the front lines, just like with the police?
Absolutely. I believe our biggest way to combat it, for me, is to have more community engagement. I think if the community gets a little bit more involved, well, actually a lot more involved, and that's why, and the Peacemakers, we're basically a vehicle. We're not a private organization. We're a vehicle, an open, very open vehicle. We have monthly meetings every fourth Monday at 6:30 at our Peace Hub, and we welcome everyone in the community to come and just to see what we're about, because I believe that's the why. I understand the why of having a Peacemaker organization in our community, because it allows people to actually become a part of something that is more of a movement, you know what I mean? And a continual movement. It's not something that's, you know, a phase that we're going through. It's pretty much something that I believe that will live long after I'm gone.
How difficult is it for you guys to get the community involved, though? Because, you know, I'm looking at statistics, don't have them right in front of me, but I've been doing a lot of reporting on it. In 2015, so 4 years ago, Niagara Falls, one in every 89 people were getting reportedly a violent crime against them. That's nearly four times as likely to happen in Niagara Falls than it is elsewhere in New York State. How tough is it to get people to get involved in the community? Because if it's a way to reduce crime, you know, you'd think more people would do it, right?
Yeah, that's the common sense portion of it. I believe it can be kind of tough at times, and I don't know if it's we're the Niagara Falls Peacemakers. We're about a year in, you know, so we're still fairly new, and we're still introducing ourselves to the community. We're hoping that the community, you know, we can gain the trust of the community, and the community will feel more compelled to come and at least see what we're about. You know what I mean? You don't have to wear a yellow shirt to come to our meetings. You just, as long as you come in and just check us out and see what we're about. We're basically here for the betterment of the city of Niagara Falls and for safer streets for our kids.
Are you from Niagara Falls originally?
Born and raised.
Okay, so you've been here your entire... How old are you?
About 40 years old.
Okay. In your 40 years here, you know, you've seen the ups and downs of the community. You know, a lot of eyes always will go to city officials, you know, your mayor, your city councilman. They'll also look at the police department. Is there anything that you think that those two groups can do to try to help combat gun violence? You talk a lot about community involvement, but what can politicians and what can police do to try to help this issue?
I believe the conversation and the conversation between and building that bridge between the police, the city officials, and the residents, I believe just us kind of having the conversation on what's needed within the community, I think that right there by itself, with more engagement, you know what I mean? And it's not just the same few people going to the city council meetings and not just the same few people talking to the same few people, but if the citizens, the residents at large would actually come out and express their feelings, you know, and express what they need, you know, and express their concerns, and we have the conversation, then we can come up with a resolution. Also, I do believe in you see something, you say something. That's very important. It's not snitching. Snitching is for those people who are in the game. When you're a concerned citizen, I believe that if something is going on that's causing harm to your city, causing harm to your part of the community, you should make sure that stuff is put out. You know what I mean? Because if people feel like there's a consequence behind their actions, they may not stop doing it, but they'll think twice about doing it.
Do you think that city officials or the police department are doing enough to engage the community? Do you think they need to do more?
Well, I'm hoping within this, you know, the very near future, that we have a more established relationship with the police force between them and the Niagara Falls Peacemakers, because I understand that what we're doing, we want to work hand in hand, and if we can work hand in hand together, I do believe that. And Niagara Falls is fairly small in compared to our sister city, Buffalo, New York, and my hat goes off to the Buffalo Peacemakers with Pastor Giles and the guys over there, guys and girls over there that's working extremely hard, because of course they have a lot more. You know, the population is greater there. Because we're a small city, I do believe that we can really get our hands around this crime situation here. But as long as we work together, if we're trying to do it in separate entities, I don't think it would be as effective.
You know, in fact, we actually went through Buffalo Peacemakers to get a hold of you guys. And that's how we got connected here. And, you know, they have kind of an established group of people. They have, you know, X person dedicated to this, Y person dedicated to this. But it's a bigger operation than what you guys have here in Niagara Falls. You said that you guys have only been here for, what, a year so far?
About a year.
What's membership like for Peacemakers? Because I would assume then that the more Peacemakers there are here, that the better the chance to help build that community relationship and try to curb this violence. What's the membership like with you guys right now?
We have, actively, we have about 20 to 25 people.
That's a good amount.
It's very, very good amount. And it fluctuates, you know, depending on, you know, people's circumstances. But we also have, you know, members who filled out the application and they went through the process. And they're still, we're reaching out. We want to make sure that, you know, we grow. We want to, because we need this to grow in order to, you know, get our hands around the situation to be able to, you know, combat crime here in Niagara Falls.
How can people get involved with you guys? I know you said you have meetings every fourth Monday, but
absolutely.
Any other ways?
So we have our website, the Niagara Falls Peacemakers, not the website, but a Facebook page. So you can look up under the Niagara Falls Peacemakers, and you can message us there, and you can, you know, we can get applications to you, you know, for those who aren't able to make it to the meetings or whatever the case is, and if they need, or if you need a ride to the meeting, we're very approachable and we're very connected. We'll do whatever we need to do to, you know, allow you to be a part of, if that's what you want.
Is there enough investment from the city into groups like the Peacemakers? I say that because in the past, I think this was maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, New York had put a bunch of money into this thing called SNUG, which, you know, it's gun spelled backwards, but it was very similar to the Peacemakers, an anti-violence coalition, if you will.
Right.
You know, do you think there's enough that's being spent to have groups like the Peacemakers, or can the city, can the state, can anybody do more?
Well, we're hoping that, you know, that the city will recognize us in that arena to the point where, you know, finances could be, you know, could help. It also helps. Everyone that's a Peacemaker right now, they're all volunteers, so no one's getting paid a dime. So, and of course, because we're still new, I say fairly new because it's been a year. I think basically right now we're just introducing ourselves to the community and just trying to get, you know, the community more involved. We're having a conversation. We canvass certain areas. We canvass the 19th Street block over here from Pine Avenue all the way to Cutterback because that was a hot spot. The North End, we canvass towards the Highland Avenue area. So what it is we're just trying to get our faces and our, you know, when they see a yellow shirt, they can trust what we're here for and understand what we're doing. But it's just, it's more, we're here to be more proactive than reactive, because one thing that I do understand is that police don't stop or prevent crime. They, for the most part, they're responding to a call. So usually by that time, something has already happened. Where we get community more involved, then we can have that communication available where we can meet somewhere or catch something before it happens.
So as things start to escalate, rather than people say, hey, let's call the police to get them involved, it's like, well, listen, you know, we don't need to get police involved yet. We can get the Peacemakers.
Absolutely.
They can de-escalate and just make sure that nobody gets hurt, nobody gets arrested, have a record against them. That's your guys'
role. Absolutely.
Okay. We've obviously covered a lot here. Is there one big takeaway that you want people to take away from this interview that we had here? And frankly, or if there's something we haven't touched upon yet, what would you like people to know?
The biggest thing for me, and that's even a part of my campaign, is that the community involvement. That is the greatest portion. That's something that's needed. You know, there's over 1,000 city streets here in Niagara Falls. We can't, you know, have police on every street 24 hours a day. And so, therefore, we can't, that's not a way to, police officials aren't a way to actually stop violence from happening. If the community gets more involved, I believe that, you know, we can combat violence through communication. And when you have a group such as the Peacemakers that's available, our number is available on our Facebook page for you to call for any need that happens, along with the police department. Whenever something goes on, you know, and we also have a connection. We've connected with the Memorial Hospital, so whenever, if there's a big incident that may take place and the crowd, you know, comes to the hospital because someone got shot or whatever the case is, they'll be able to contact us as well. We also started a mentorship program in Niagara Street School. So the biggest thing is allowing the whole community to come together and get more involved. Once the community is involved, I do believe that, you know, people will think twice before, when they know that someone's watching.
Got to walk before you can run, right?
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.